Innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your cush blunts and your lace fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Come on. It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go. Hold on to your lace fronts and your cush blunts. This is your number one choice for entertainment. Cali's Finest Radio, authorized by the people. This is your boy that's back for more promos hot and always score. That's right, the promo king himself, Product 5, Stacks and Counting. And I am the inmate running this cuckoo's nest. And we are broadcasting on Power Radio Nation live on iHeartRadio to the millions and millions of ears to get their daily dose of the streets. My boys are Innovative Culture on visuals, and I know they got me. Now, today's Get Up and Grind quote, sponsored by the firm Public Relations, is living life is a choice. Making a difference in someone's life isn't. All right, so I'm going to say that quote again sometime during the show, and then at the end I'll reveal who said it. So once again, living life is a choice. Making a difference in someone else's isn't. All right, now right next to me, I have my talent, one of my very talented co-hosts, my boy, shout out to my boy Shooter. He is on a plane to AZ right now.
I miss you, Shooter.
Right. Shout out to my boy. You know, he got to do his thing out there, but I'm going to be all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we good.
I'm going to be all right. And, we're going to get to all the rest of the heat around this table. But First, I want my co-host to introduce herself to the people. Y'all already know her, though.
What's up, y'all? I'm L.A. Hottie. That's T-H-E-E-L-A Hottie on all platforms. Make sure you guys follow, subscribe, like, comment, hop in the DM, whatever y'all gonna do, tap in.
That's right. How you feeling, man? Welcome home.
I'm good. I'm back, y'all. I've been gone like 2 months, so it's good to be back.
That's right.
I'm excited. See what the girls is talking about. Finally got some ladies at the table with me, you know.
That's real. Yeah. I really outdid myself today.
Yeah.
Like on everything. For real. Hey, also, if you want to tap in with me, then make sure that you tap in with me, newly blue check verified. Hey. Five stacks underscore showcase.
There you go.
Tap in with your boy. You already know. Thank you so much. So we can get married now or no?
Okay. All right.
But look, so I want to make sure that I get to these people around the table. I got a lot of talent, a lot of beauty, a lot of good business around the table. I'm going to start with my business partner, okay? This woman right here, a lot of respect for her. We getting it. We out here with the firm, man. And just doing damage. And we're going to talk about some of that damage you doing out there.
You feel me, girl.
Yeah, for real. Like, all that. So, please, talk to the people. You've been on the show before. They know you.
Yeah, you already know what it is. You know, I'm Nakia Gray, the CEO of Mini. You know what they say, half owner, you know, of the firm.
Let's go.
Rebuild Your Lab CEO and founder. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Executive producer for Reality Check, Check, Check.
Jeez.
Okay.
Check.
You know, and all that, and all that. Like, yay, say, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of things, you know, but we'll let it speak for itself.
Exactly. I like that. Let's keep going. This one right here. This one right here, she's been doing big things for a while, and now she's tapped in with Reality Check. The music is fire. You know what I'm saying? Loyal fan base, the whole nine. And I'm very honored to have this person on my show. Introduce yourself, please.
What's the deal, y'all? Go by the name of Queen Ye. You feel me? You can follow me on all platforms at Queen Ye. Don't forget the underscore at the end. And all that and all this.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget it.
It's a fact. Let me keep going. Let's go.
Hi. I'm Mimi, you guys. I do makeup. I just got started, but I like doing it, so... I mean, y'all can check me out at Brushes and Flavors. That's what I do. But yeah, come get your face beat.
I heard that. Go ahead, Mom.
All right, what's up, y'all? My name is Minx. I'm an R&B artist. You know, from North Palm Beach.
Okay. R&B.
Oh, okay. Okay. heard that. Go ahead.
I'm DeJay Thang. I'm from Long Beach, California, and I'm a mixologist. I'm a dancer, all type of stuff like that. So yeah,
so you do
jack
it
of all,
all
trades, basically.
That's real. That's the difference between that milk chocolate and that French chocolate. Hey, you know what I mean? But anyway, but go, hey, now this gentleman right here, a lot of respect for this gentleman, because this man, his magazine is taking the streets by storm. Now there are other media platforms. We're gonna talk about one in particular later on in the show. But there are a lot of media platforms that push their agenda. Okay, most notably a day in the life of LA, Dijon Paul. A lot of unpopular opinions. His checklist been off and whatnot. But when I tell you that this is the magazine for the streets, right here, this is the magazine for the streets. This is the Royal Mag right here.
Damn.
This is the CEO and founder right here.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself to the people, please.
All right, what's good, everybody? Damn, I appreciate that. So my name is officially the Prince TH Dollar Sign. That's the rap name, a.k.a. King Prince from 90K Records. That's the label that I'm signed to. I am Prince Albert Matthews, the actor and model, if you want to IMDb me. Long Beach, California, North Side, to be exact. And yes, the Royal Mag. So it is all things entertainment. It's not just a hip-hop magazine. So for people who like are owners of business, the companies, like I said, the firm, the publicists, the managers, all of that. I want everything in this magazine. It's not just limited to people that look like us. We've expanded outside of the city, the state, and even out of the country. I got dancers from Russia, Japan, all that. So it's really just, it was intended for everybody who is up and coming, but they're hardworking and talented, but for whatever reason, they just not getting the exposure that they need to. Like you said, there's a lot of avenues and lanes out there and outlets, but they're hard to get into. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people personally who are well deserving of being on the covers of magazines, being at least having a page or so, something like that. I know so many people. And so I took it upon myself to create that lane and avenue for my people, but everybody else like us, because we all share the same dream.
Mm-hmm. I like it, man. Like, it's one thing to jump on the next big thing. It's another to create the next big thing. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that a great deal. We definitely respect all black-owned businesses and businesses of people of all colors. You know what I mean? Okay, so we always keep our finger on the pulse, and we always get results right here on Cali's Finest. Okay, and we like to do a thing that I like to call trap activity. That's where we discuss the current events, what's happening in your trap, and, you know, beyond. Okay, now firstly, Tekashi 6ix9ine got the brakes beat off his monkey man.
That's funny to y'all.
Okay, wait a minute.
Who did that?
I don't want to make it seem like I'm charged about another man getting beat up.
Right.
But when I tell you that he had that coming, I'm not even talking about the snitching part. Just
all of his antics.
All of his antics moving up to this point.
He deserved this ass whooping. He needed that.
So that's what I'm not cheering about him getting overall beat up. I'm cheering because he deserved it. He needed a whooping. It's like a little kid that, you know what I'm saying, the parent just keep letting
him. But did he do it to them, though? Like, that beat him up?
I mean,
because I feel like that was none of their business. You know what I'm saying? Let the people he talking shit to, I mean, stuff to.
When you do the things he did and you have the antics that he has.
Now they about to go to jail because they recorded it, posted it, all that.
He didn't care about jail. You seen his pictures?
Now he just got out. He's doing a long time.
That nigga don't care about jail. That's why
he just got out.
He kicked the nigga on his back and everything. Like, he knew what he was doing, man. He knew exactly what he was doing.
That wasn't that man business.
But what do you do with somebody like that?
I'm not about to beat somebody up.
What do you do with somebody who don't mind getting beat up for the stupid stuff that they do?
Because
he just going to use that to get himself some more attention. So what do you do with somebody like that?
He got a whole lot of attention.
Right. He got a whole lot of attention. a whole lot of everything.
So let me ask you ladies. Okay, now you guys are in the public eye. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you guys on TV. Shout out Royal K Network.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We own that station too.
Tapping.
So you guys are in the public eye. So as your profiles increase, you're gonna be looked at by more people, which means you're gonna be scrutinized by more people. So I just kind of want to get your opinion. Like, we all know 6ix9ine made a lot of mistakes, but I mean, how would you move if you knew you were that high in profile? Like, I mean, would you stay under the radar?
Nah.
Or you going to live out loud? What you going to do?
With no security.
I feel like the type of person that I am, I'm going to live out loud. But moving how he moving, like, if you was smart, you would stay your ass in the house. You feel me?
Yeah, I already move. Like, I'm paranoid. So you got to stay paranoid. Stay ready, shit.
And you wouldn't move by yourself. Like, why was he in the bathroom by himself?
With no security.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You got that much money.
Yeah. It's giving fake to me, though. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you. Period. It's giving set up to me.
Cause he would do something like that.
Come on,
too.
You can't. And it's a dude that don't have a problem with going to jail, though. Like, that's my thing. Like, I feel like maybe he got paid. Maybe I don't know. I mean, he beat up 6ix9ine, but how big that guy was, he could have did way more damage.
No, for real.
Than that superficial shit that he did.
I didn't even see what the guy looked like.
Yeah, he was just
Tucky Williams Jr.
All head, beard. All
right, big guy.
You know what I'm saying, Buff? You know
I believe he would really plot something like that, though, just for that attention. And ain't nobody been talking about him for a minute, so.
I wouldn't put it past him.
All right.
No, for real.
So the report says, okay, Tekashi 6ix9ine was savagely beat. Oh, shout out to TMZ. Tekashi 6ix9ine was savagely beaten by a group of men inside a South Florida gym with injuries so bad the controversial rapper was rushed to a hospital by ambulance. 6ix9ine's attorney Lance Lazaro tells TMZ the rapper was inside the sauna Tuesday at LA Fitness when all of a sudden he was attacked by several guys without warning. Lazaro says 6ix9ine, I'm trying not to smile.
I know he was slipping and sliding. That's why I
said 6ix9ine tried to fight off the combatants, but there were too many of them, beating him to a pulp. It says a pulp before fleeing.
They so dramatic.
Lance knows 6ix9ine did not have security with him at the time of the attack. That
like, right there. That told it right there. I swear to God, I knew as soon as you said that.
That's
they
what
set it
out
up
to
for
me.
Sure.
That's real. Like,
yeah,
so,
hell yeah.
Yeah,
because
why you ain't got no
they
security?
They set it up.
Man, he goes everywhere with security. Yeah. And this
he does. He better.
That's real talk.
Yeah. And you at the gym, bro. Like, come on now.
That's real talk.
Chilling in the sauna. But not just that. You worth that much money. Think
about
that.
I'm about to be chilling in the sauna.
You worth that much money. You're going to be by yourself? Like, yeah. No way.
And in the gym where, like, the muscle bound niggas is at. Like, thank you, bro. Let me switch gears. Okay, so the teacher strike is about to end. Okay? Mm-hmm. It was a 3-day strike.
Yeah.
Okay. It says that how many workers? It says service employees, Union 99, represents about 30,000 Los Angeles school custodians, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and other staff. They all went on strike, around strike, excuse me. So it's a 3-day strike, and everybody, kids, had to stay home.
Except mine.
Like,
mine was home. Yeah, mine was at school.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So my thing is, are anybody got kids here?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, Key, I know you do. Yeah. So, I mean, I just wanted to bring this up because it seems like nobody gives a damn about it. Right. That's why I brought it up.
Right.
Because nobody's talking about it. Like, you know, kids went without education for 3 days and nobody cares.
Right.
I think the pandemic maybe got us prepared for stuff like this.
No, for real, it did. It was something we was accustomed to, I think so. Like, having kids at home for 2 years.
No,
like, that's crazy.
That was crazy.
And this little strike.
That was crazy.
Exactly. It went unnoticed.
That's how all these businesses came about, too. Like, everybody started a business. Everybody started doing their hair, they sell nails. Like, everybody started finding themselves, for sure. Like,
for real, because you had too much time.
Yeah.
So, you had to.
Everything was shut down. You
created, like, 3 businesses.
So, yeah, so I just wanted to make everybody aware that, you know what I mean? 3 days, kids went without education. Nobody really, really talking about it. It was on the news and everything. And one final thing that I want to touch on as far as the news, there's a power, it says roughly after 4 months after a nuclear power plant in central Minnesota experienced a water leak containing a radioactive compound, they said they're going to shut down the facility Friday to conduct repairs of a new leak immediately. So in Minnesota, central Minnesota, right now, it's actual toxic waste, like, in the water. Okay, the reason why I bring this up is because Flint still doesn't have clean water. You know what I'm saying? Like, but this was on this right here on CNN. Everybody's already rushing to donate money and kick in for these people, but it just really shows you what issues they choose to put their energy behind. And you know, that's why make sure that you're aware of what's going on around you, because if you're not fighting for it, they damn sure not gonna fight for it for you. Okay, so We're going to go ahead and we're going to roll you guys into some Stack Smooth sounds. Make sure if you guys want to have your music played here, then make sure to email me at Cali's Finest Radio 1. That's C-A-L-I-S, Finest Radio, all one word, one at the end, at gmail.com. Send your tracks through. And right now, we just pumping the tracks out to the station. Tell us different. I'm showing love. You feel me? All right. So you guys stay tapped in. All right. This is Cali's Finest live on iHeartRadio, Power Radio Nation. It's up and stuck, and it's never coming down. Stick around.
You take these off right now, right?
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to pause right now.
It's that emotional victory music. When you thought it wasn't going to work out, then you finally see everything start to come together. Yeah. I'm on my way, I just been running my race, like somebody holding my place. I'm on my way, no matter how long it'll take, my foot on the pedal, no brakes. I'm on my way, I'm trying to get to that place, and I do whatever it takes. I'm on my way, I'ma continue to pray, cause they say it's never too late. I'm on my way, I just been running my race, like somebody holding my place. I'm on my way, no matter how long it'll take, my foot on the pedal, no brakes. I'm on my way, I'm trying to get to that place, and I do whatever it takes. I'm on my way, I'ma continue to pray, cause they say it's never too late. I had a whole lot of nothing that turned into something. I told them I win and they thought I was bluffing, but I gotta make it, it ain't no discussion. I'm crawling and walking and climbing and running, my foot in the door cause I know people. I have some hope so I feel like I owe people, and they still doubt, I guess I gotta show people. I get the best of advice from the old people, I gotta eat cause I really been starving. Planted the seed, now it's time for the harvest. That discipline lesson is one of the hardest, but it's still a blessing to be in the garden. I learned a lot while I've been on this journey, it's all about time and I'm not in a hurry. I drew the line just across it, I had it and lost it, the map that I follow was blurry. I had to stop what I'm doing cause nobody knew it, but I could've ruined my health. I had to ask for a sign and make sure it's for me, and I haven't been shown nothing else. I'm at that chapter of life where I'm skipping ahead, and I see that the story is far from done. But looking at how it all started and how it unfolded, I see just how far that I've come. I'm on my way, I just been running my race, like somebody holding my place. I'm on my way, no matter how long it'll take, my foot on the pedal, no brakes. I'm on my way, I'm trying to get to that place, and I do whatever it takes. I'm on my way, I'ma continue to pray, cause they say it's never too late. I'm on my way, I just been running my race, like somebody holding my place. I'm on my way, no matter how long it'll take, my foot on the pedal, no brakes. I'm on my way, I'm trying to get to that place, and I do whatever it takes. I'm on my way, I'ma continue to pray, cause they say it's never too late. My name is Prince, you can say I was born with the crown. My kingdom is way at the top of the town. What's going around has been coming around. I'm hoping that I don't let nobody down. The light at the end of the tunnel, I see it. Life is a lesson, I'm trying to beat it. The things that I need, I don't really want, and the things that I want, I don't really need it. If you on my team, then I trust you. But what is it all leading up to? The booth is where I'm finna run to. We need a hit with a hook like 1-2. I'm made of stone, I guess Sharon is Karen. My Uncle Sam must be married to Karen. All of them holding me back, but I'm daring. I stun on them all while I'm running my errands. I don't know the end date, I don't know the template. I just know I'm trying to break out like I'm an inmate. Think about it all day, learning it the long way. Every time I skip a class, I end up caught up in the hallway. Tear it down, build it up stronger. You try to rush, you gon' make it take longer. And I got a lot of people waiting on the day that I'ma finish, cause I'm bringing all my people with me. Everybody winning. I'm on my way, I just been running my race, like somebody holding my place. I'm on my way, no matter how long it'll take, my foot on the pedal, no brakes. I'm on my way, I'm trying to get to that place, and I do whatever it takes. I'm on my way, I'ma continue to pray, cause they say it's never too late. I'm on my way, I just been running my race, like somebody holding my place. I'm on my way, no matter how long it'll take, my foot on the pedal, no brakes. I'm on my way, I'm trying to get to that place, and I do whatever it takes. I'm on my way, I'ma continue to pray, cause they say it's never too late.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And then after, no worries. I thought you was gonna play two of them.
Me too.
All right, here we go. We back. All right, y'all, welcome back, man. That was Stack Smooth Sounds. Please make sure if you want to have your tracks played to tap in. That right there was brought to you by the man himself sitting around the table right now. But make sure that you send your tracks in to Cali's Finest Radio 1 @gmail.com and we'll go ahead and spin it. You know what I mean? We in it to win it over here at Cali's Finest. All right, so this portion of the show, new segment for me, it's the True Crime Corner. And just because, I don't know, some people like to hear true crime, so, you know, it's something I'm trying here on the broadcast. So, a judge sentenced Aiden Fauci. He's a Florida teenager. He's convicted of first-degree murder for stabbing a 13-year-old over 100 times in 2021. They sentenced him to life in prison on Friday. Just want to make sure that everybody understands that these kids is in danger right now, man. I just talked about how they're not being properly educated, and now and they killing each other out here.
No, for real, bringing guns to school and everything. Yeah, they wilding.
It's wild. We bringing awareness.
Like, we got into a fight and that was it. Like,
that's a fact.
They kid really stabbing, shooting. Like, it's crazy.
But you know, I think since Columbine happened, that's what triggered it off.
Yeah.
You know, we been then. Shooting in the hood. The kids been doing but crazy at school, stuff, but they never brought it to school.
Yeah, it was never really at school ever.
When that boy killed all them kids and did what he did. It took a whole nother, you know what I'm saying, pathway for saying it's okay to do this in school. So y'all take God out the schools and bring guns into school and ain't nobody.
But it's the mental health for real too, though. A lot of parents, they getting younger, first of all, let's start there. It's a lot of young parents and they don't, you know, what they doing. They're not supporting them kids mentally. You feel me? They just put them on some nice shoes, clothes. Mm-hmm. But mentally, them kids be lost, lonely. You know, they be going through a lot of stuff. So that's really the issue there. It's the mental.
I want y'all to keep that in mind too, because it's a question I'm gonna ask y'all later on too, when we kick it up a notch. All right. But for now, I do want to talk about this show. You ladies are here. Y'all came down. Y'all all look scrumptious. Y'all fantastic. Having a hard time concentrating already.
Like, but you feel me?
On the real,
got the candy bar next to him. Oh,
it's the delicatessen at the table. Right. But look. So what I want to talk about is I want to talk about reality check. Right? Okay. Now, Key, I can ask you all day long.
Don't ask me.
You
ask
feel me? But I know these ladies are a part of this experience. You feel me? I want to know what it's like. Like,
is it like Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
What's the vibe?
What y'all be doing in there?
We
want to
know the vibe.
Positivity, that's the vibe.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Y'all heard. Expand on that for me.
Y'all. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, talk to me about it.
Well, we just go ahead. We just spread awareness on, you know, women empowerment, sticking together and trying to get the bag, but not fighting each other to get to it. So
that's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think I want to be on. There's disagreements, but it never get that far within each other.
Yeah, like we basically show them like women it's empowerment, like it's critical.
What you got? So is it just for you guys, or is
no?
It more
there's
girls?
More, but they could. Some can make it.
Okay,
right.
Some
right.
out of town.
Yeah, I like that. That's for sure new.
So what I gotta. So the question that I have to ask is why does it seem like majority of these reality TV shows are usually based on the drama? Like, why does it always have to get crazy and fights and, you know what I mean?
That's what's selling.
Attention.
Okay, so
a lot of people fall victim to that. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be yourself. You have to own your own, you know.
That's
destiny.
Right.
You
all be at home watching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun to watch.
Everybody
been
in that
position. It's like...
And then I always feel some type of way after watching it. I'd be like, damn,
right.
Let somebody, what?
Right.
That's a good point you made right there, how it make you feel.
Yeah.
That really
anybody just
want to
watch that all day.
No, yeah. You start to tune it out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that being said, what sets this show apart? Like, what's, you know what I'm saying? Because it's got to be a hook, right? Like, people have to want to tap in. What makes the show interesting, since it's not going to be based on making y'all act a fool with each other? So that's what I'm wondering.
Well, each cast member has their own, like, talent. So it's not like we all do something different. Like, some of these reality shows, these girls, they don't do nothing but fight. That's all they can do.
Mm-hmm. Fight and do hair. Everybody do hair. Fight and do hair.
They barely even go to the club. They just
but
be
some
fighting.
Of them don't even really know how to do hair for real. Right. Like, they just know how to fight.
So they just fight.
You know, but we actually do something. Like, you know, I'd rather hang out with people that do something for real. Now, I don't want to be in a house full of females that don't want to do nothing but fight because you're mad.
Right. Right. No, that's a fact.
You want everybody around you to be better than you or the same level. You don't want to be lower than you.
That's for real.
No haters, too.
So do you feel like there's a stereotype or a stigma on black? Because y'all beautiful black women and intelligent. I'm listening to y'all speak. Mm-hmm. Y'all feel like there's a stigma on, you know, on young black women these days that, you know, because it's a common misconception that all of y'all out here wild and for the streets and doing nuts old shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But I mean, y'all look like y'all got it together. So, mm-hmm. I mean, how do you, you know, how do you combat that view out there?
I don't really worry about it because everybody has their own experiences mm-hmm. with those people. So if you choose to hang around those people and view those people and talk about those people, then that says a lot about you.
Right. Yeah, so everybody got a choice.
If you're not acknowledging the people that's mm-hmm. doing right, then that says a lot about you. Right. I don't be worried about it.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not mad. Tell them minks.
And I feel like I got more control over my life. If I don't feel like you giving me anything, I'm not gaining nothing from you, you gotta go. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm confused, I'm always questioning your loyalty or anything. It's just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This is my life. I only got one life to live. Mm-hmm. Nah.
That's when you know you're growing up, though, when you can just release it. Yep. At the drop of a hat, like, what you said? Okay.
Yeah, man, I like positive energy.
Because I drop people period. Quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
I
got
to. I give them a chance.
I used to give people a chance, but giving people a chance, you can't let it slide, not even one time. Once you see it, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That's it. Like, people show you their character early, so
that's right.
It's no time.
The first time, walk away. Mm-hmm. That's it.
But like, you don't have nothing to talk about.
Giving chances, that's what got us here now. Like, mine's all fucked. I mean, messed up.
It's all right. You good. Okay, so. Kid, like, you really did, you picked, I haven't got the chance to meet the other girls, women, excuse me. Yeah. I haven't got a chance to meet them, but you picked well, like, these women.
Can I be honest with you? God picked them.
That's a fact.
I'm being honest with you. Like, a lot of people know the logistics about the other show and this and that, but we ain't gonna give them no energy on this because it's about them and us, you know, but it was like we were handpicked by God, literally. And everybody, like Queen said, everybody have their own career. That was a trip because from the other platform it was on, everybody didn't have a talent or they were just starting. Like, these women really have talent. These women really have
career. Beach baddies.
Oh, you irritating.
I'm sorry.
You're irritating.
My phone was
What about them Lakers, guys?
The Clippers. No. The Raiders.
I apologize.
Denver Broncos.
I told you, Cam, I needed some more. No, you know what? If I can touch bases on that for just a second, I just want y'all to know, y'all out there in the streets.
We really out here.
We didn't have nothing to do with that, man. Like,
right.
The firm, these ladies around this table, and any of the other ladies that was involved outside of the ones that organized it, like, seriously?
Right.
We didn't have nothing to do with that. So, you know, there's a lot of people up in arms from Long Beach about that show. Mm-hmm. And let's just say I'm not going to put too much out there. I'm not going
to
say
just
names.
We trying to help.
But I'm putting it out there. Like, we didn't have,
like, what's going
we
on?
Didn't have nothing to do with none of that, man. We was just trying to help.
She don't even know what's going on.
Oh, man, it ain't even.
Y'all got to talk about it now.
Yeah. I'll tell you off the show. It was an opportunity that was supposed to be an opportunity for some people, but it turned out not to really be an opportunity. You know
I already knew that.
It was like a setup.
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that from the jump, huh?
Yo, God.
I was calling out shots every time I felt like something was hitting me. This is not it.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so.
I got it together, man.
But the cool thing about it, a lot of people wanted to think it was all a setup and this and that to my reality check. When originally, I was helping Mickey and Queen do their own show.
Right.
And the way how we got secluded, God did it. And then we end up with the other ladies, and then it ended up reality check. We came up with a collaborative name, a concept, okay, women empowerment, but what will we stir the women empowerment around? Y'all all got your own careers. Y'all all are entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And you guys are already getting to the bag. So let's just focus on that. You know what I'm saying? We get into our misunderstandings like sisters do, but we always come back together. And if you think you're going to come for one of us, you're coming for all of us. Because I'm not getting rid of them, and they're not getting rid of me. And we going to the back.
Speaking of which, because I feel kind of messy right now, right? Like, so, because I'm going
like,
to be all professional with Prince, because, you know, we're going to talk about the
Prince
magazine
in a second. Please.
But I got to be messy real quick. So, I was just recently, shout out to Pony Boy.
Shout out to Pony.
Frost Hookah Dolls.
That's
I just hosted one of his events, and in reality, it was a situation with one of the Reality Check girls and somebody else from another show.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on
that?
We ain't
gonna say no names.
Can you elaborate on that?
Okay, so it was literally, and I'll let them elaborate on it, but it was a personal situation that happened. We got invited as VIP guests on the flyer to an event where we would come in as special guests. The other party, nobody knew that this person was coming, and I'm not saying no names because I've been threatened to be sued. So I gotta protect the firm and protect
reality.
She's
talking about Special
check.
K. Well, I ain't got it. No money, so come to me.
So basically, I'll let her elaborate on it because it started over. You know what I'm saying, Queen? And go ahead, Queen, do your thing.
Okay, so wait, what y'all would have got?
I just heard there was a scenario. No blows landed or nothing, but I heard there was a little dust up, little altercation, verbal to and back and forth. What's going on?
All right, you want to let Mimi touch on?
Let's talk about it.
No, go ahead.
So you know, me and my girlfriend, we was getting into it. Okay, you feel me? Okay.
This is before reality check.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, this was way before the show. And she was one of the people I was giving my attention to and time, you feel me? And it kind of like, she kind of took it to the head a little bit. Mm-hmm. But we ended up doing a little TikTok and it was petty. I was mad. I was in my feelings, you feel me? And,
See what
that
get you?
Yeah, I feel
so it got posted. She posted it on her page. And you feel me? Me and my girlfriend got back together and she like, I'm not feeling that because the bitch still got it up. Type shit. Right. And I'm like, okay, I really never did nothing with this bitch. I ain't kissed her, I ain't fucked her, I ain't nothing. You feel me? It wasn't even like that for real, but it was just like, I was, you know, like, I don't know, but she was not feeling that. She was not feeling that.
I'm feeling so much smoke from the side. Yeah. I can feel the energy.
Like a soap opera. Hey,
Mimi, can you talk to us? What's can you talk? Talk to us. Like, let's talk, Mimi. Come on now. Talk to Mimi. Talk right into the microphone, baby. There you go.
This how you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Do your thing.
Anyways, okay, so how this started. Okay, yeah, like she said, it was over her, a little TikTok post, whatever the case may be. But I just feel like, if I see you in person and you're doing all this popping on the internet, I'm supposed to say something when I see you. You feel me? Like, and then two, my main problem was, why am I blocked before I can even, I don't even know you.
Y'all get really mad when y'all get blocked.
Yes, I don't know you. Why are you blocked?
But the thing was, she was trying to address the situation.
Yeah, I'm addressing the situation. Yeah. So my thing is like, first off, somebody told me she here. Okay. You're here. Mind you, I didn't go back and forth on the internet. I seen the TikTok. I never went back and forth with her on the TikTok. Then I step, I'm blocked. Can't even do it. Feel me? But my thing is, when I see you, I'm going to say what I have to say and address the problem. So I seen her, address the problem. I'm like, why are you blocking me? First off, that's weird. Two, why are you making TikToks on Instagram? Like, I'm not going to come for you. Like, we not viral. Like, we're not disrespecting my relationship. Like, she like, who are you? You don't know who I am? That's look crazy. To your right, you're gonna know exactly who the fuck I am because you see her standing right here. So the fuck, come it's on now. Then I hosted this event. Like, come on now, I hosted this event.
She knew you were.
Yeah, you knew what the fuck was going on, baby.
Yeah, because like, we were on flyers.
Exactly. So my thing is, I tried to address you. You want to act like you feel me? You didn't know who I was, and you got smushed in your mouth because you said something I didn't like. You feel me? That's it. We didn't rumble. I'm not gonna say it was a fight, but I did mush her in her mouth because I didn't like what you said. Period.
And it was not planned.
I can't get a name.
It was not planned.
I can't get a name drop. I mean,
it wasn't.
It was not planned.
Because look, Stax, I didn't even know none of this happened. I didn't even know that they were fighting. I'm in the back with Queen's Tacos, making sure my mom and sister are right. I'm trying to get a taco before we go to the game event. You know, I likes to eat. Y'all know that. And then one of my colleagues texts me like, "Let's go." They ain't here fighting. I'm like, "Who fighting? This don't make no sense." You know, and it's I get a call from this one.
Exactly how she talks.
Don't make no sense. Y'all know what we represent. She called me the next morning like, "Kia, you seen that last night that happened? I didn't get to talk to you because we went straight to the game event. We went straight to the game party."
Yeah.
So she hit me up. I'm like, "Y'all good? Y'all went home. Everybody good?" She "You seen the fight last night?" I'm like, "I went back there. I was getting a taco." I'm like, "What happened?" She like, "That was Mimi and you know who." I'm like, "What?" My whole soul dropped. I'm like, "No."
That's wild.
And it was cameras everywhere in the building. So it was like, I know I'm about to get the calls from Hollywood. You feel me?
You know what? I mean,
but it wasn't planned. It's not going to be on our show. It's on this segment because we're on a radio interview, and that's just how interviews get out. You feel me?
Respectfully.
You were asked.
I'm not even disrespecting.
It wasn't planned. It's not on reality check. Nah, she didn't mean no disrespect.
I'm not even disrespectful. Like, I'm real cool. Like, I'm a real sweet, humble person. I'm nice. I do my makeup. I mind my business. I'm with my girlfriend. I don't want no smoke, but just don't play over here. Right. Because, no. When I marry that ass, y'all all going to be looking stupid with y'all lip hanging out.
How long have y'all been together, you and your girlfriend?
Almost 2 years, but that don't mean shit. I
know. No, I just wanted to know.
No, for these people over here, that don't mean shit. 2 years and I was
right here. This right here.
This is a long time to last with somebody in this generation.
More power
is a long time, especially two females.
Hey, more power to y'all. Listen, love exists in many forms.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? But this is a symbol of y'all niggas is fucking up out here. I'm just keeping that shit real. But I'm going to move along. I'm going to move along. So, more power to them. But
love.
Y'all niggas, y'all had a championship. Somewhere down the line, some niggas,
both bad,
two
love.
Niggas fucked up. You stupid. But, all right, Prince, let's talk about the magazine, bro.
We can segue into that very well. Nakia introduced me to these young ladies and so many other people in regards to the magazine. And I do want to say, just from my interaction with you ladies, y'all have been changing the perception of this whole reality TV thing. From the photo shoots that we did, from the carpets, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. The way she's portraying y'all and carrying y'all, the way y'all carry yourselves, y'all doing a good job so far.
Appreciate
and this
it.
Is only the beginning, so I'm pretty sure this is going to be the new trend. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it definitely is. I already did see some on my timeline that look like reality check. You bitches is funny as
Aren't
for real.
Aren't you tired
real.
Of seeing girls right. fight for no reason? Why don't we come together?
I want to dig.
I want to dig deeper into
yeah.
the magazine, your music.
Okay.
Talk about this month's issue that's dropping.
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talk about our future endeavors.
Let's run it.
But first, I want to go ahead and we're going to go back into another break.
Okay.
And then after that, we're going to get into Hottie's Hot Seat. It's a brand new segment. You guys are going to love this.
Okay. It sounds messy.
For real. So I want y'all to strap yourselves in. So we're gonna listen to some more stacks, smooth sounds right here on Cali's Finest Radio on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on iHeartRadio and 50 major platforms around the world. It's up, it's stuck, and it's never coming down. Let's do it.
Because Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You ain't talking about none. Big bands in a stash house. You wanna fuck with me to bring the cash
out. You ain't talking about none. I'll whoop you like your mama doing. Any bitch can get it, what you tryna do.
You ain't talking about none. If you want it, come and get it. Cash out on the worry like I'm Nicki.
You ain't talking about none. Fuck the set you from. And any bitch can get to meet this drum.
You ain't talking about none.
Got a problem with the queen. You gotta pick a side, baby, ain't no in-between. You again, sweet, you ain't fucking with my team. Bitches won't love, but I sell a hoe a dream.
It's so basic, I've been coming with that heat, they can't take it. I'm a real raw bitch, I can't fake it. Pop a bitch in her face, she got a facelift. Popping all that fake shit.
Niggas flirt on every app but that cash app. If you want a conversation, where that bag at? You can look little nigga, but don't grab that. Bitches all talk, but ain't about that.
You ain't talking about none. Big bands in a stash house. You wanna fuck with me to bring the cash
you
out.
You ain't talking about none. I'll whoop you like your mama doing. Any bitch can get it, what you tryna do.
You ain't talking about none. If you want it, come and get it. Cash out on the worry like I'm Nicki.
You ain't talking about none. Fuck the set you from, and any bitch can get to meet this drum.
You ain't talking about none. I need a Benz and a Bentley, cream seats with a wraparound Fendi. You ain't talking about nothing. All them stacks don't excite me. Keep playing with your nose, you can't wipe. You ain't talking about nothing. Man, I'm wildin' off the beat, and I'm heavy with the heat, and I'm stylin' in these streets. Real bitch with that drip on, sexy with no damn thong. My Glock sing the same song, but on the thong thong. I get active in my city like Liddy, it ain't no biggie. If you want it, come and get it. Notoriously, I get with it. Knock a bitch back down, we scraping her off the ground. Pick that bitch back up, get to thumping her in the
truck. You ain't talking about none.
Big Benz in a stash house, you wanna fuck with me to bring the cash
you
out.
You ain't talking about none. I'll whoop you like your mama doing. Any bitch can get it, what you tryna do.
You ain't talking about none. If you want it, come and get it. Cash out on the worry like I'm Nicki.
You ain't talking about none. Fuck the set you from, and any bitch can get to meet this drum.
You ain't talking about none. You ain't talking about none. You ain't talking about none. You ain't talking about none.
Man, that was straight heat from none other than Queen Ye, man. From the building.
And Mickey.
And all that.
And Mickey, man.
We really did that, bro.
That was fire. That was fire,
they ain't
man.
Talking about nothing.
They ain't talking about nothing.
Listen, the last time I saw the numbers, last month the numbers were just a small tidbit. 151,000 unique Ooh. Listeners. Mm. They were listening to us in Africa, Mexico, and Canada, all over the United States. So we growing. So please, man, tap in with us. If you hear this great content, if you want to have your business advertised, then also tap in with us. But we want you to hit the station up. All right, www.powerradionation.com. Tap in with them. Reach out to my boy. Shout out to Michael Anderson. Advertise right on this broadcast because we going far. All right. Okay. Now before we get to Hottie's hot seat, let's talk to my man Prince here. Okay. What's so up? Prince.
She's too ready. I'm scared. She's too ready.
So talk to me about why did you decide magazines? Right. Like, 'cause you're an artist.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of artists are fixated on just getting themselves out there.
Yeah.
And you did explain it a little bit. You know, it's a lot of people deserving of. But just tell me the specific reasoning behind you say, you know, I'm going to make a magazine.
Okay. Well, first of all, there was development of the skill before I really realized it. I used to work for a company called Original Parts Group. Mm-hmm. And I applied for a marketing position. But when I got there, they considered their catalog a marketing tool. So I was designing their catalogs for them for 2-3 years. Now, that wasn't something that I planned on doing. So lost that. Fast forward, I'm like, you know, I'm submitting to be in all these magazines. I'm getting in some, but getting turned down to a lot. And I'm like, dang, it's so hard to get into these magazines. You know what I'm saying? And then I was like, shoot, like everything that I've done, either I couldn't afford to do it myself or I couldn't explain to somebody else how I wanted it done. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I could probably figure out how to do it. You know what I mean? And so I asked a few people, like, yo, if I did this, like, would you be a part of it? Like, would you support it? And everybody was like, hey, like, yeah, like they went crazy for it. I was like, okay, so I'm gonna give it a shot. And so I just started designing pages and I started putting together little templates for people who I would imagine to be in the magazine. But, you know, once I saw people, they thought it was a big deal. It was other people that thought it was a big deal. So when the perception of other people that this was a big deal, I was like, okay, so I got to do this right. I got to step it up and I got to make it a big deal, you know. But really, I mean, like I said, it was just, I just saw an opportunity for me to be creative and be my own boss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ultimately, I think everybody wants to be able to do what they love and not have to do something that you hate, you know, but it's paying the bills. You know, for me, I'm a creator, you know, so music was just a part of it. I'm 100% a creator. Most of the things that I do, I've always designed my own flyers, a lot of my album art. I learned how to produce for myself, like all of these things. I've just learned how to do it myself. And a couple of, I ain't gonna say no magazines, but they was not trying to let me get up in there. So I was like, no, I was like, all right,
I'm gonna come out with my own
cell
phone.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a few selfish reasons in there, but I really know so many people.
Right.
Like I know so many artists, man, and they really been working hard for a long time. If you look at people's stories, by the time you heard of them, they probably been working 10 plus years, bro. Yep. Grinding.
Yeah.
Like hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they just been in one spot, or they just don't know how to go about expanding themselves. You know what I'm saying? And a magazine is such a marketing tool. So I still don't realize how the significance of what I've just done. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to see people, everybody else's brains are blowing. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, every time I see it get bigger, I'm like, all right, well, I got to step it up then, because I'm like, it's got to keep matching what people expect from it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I haven't disappointed yet. Everybody seemed to like it. This young lady, Nakia, has been a huge blessing. Now, for real, I'm going to give credit where credit is due. That's why you see me with the Reality Check girls so much. It wasn't just these ladies. I would literally have to flip through the pages to see all the people that made it into this book. I'm on the cover of this one, but these girls are on the cover too. I always do multiple covers.
What month they on the cover for?
This is March. This month.
Okay.
This month that just dropped.
Yes.
So we have them. We got what? It was No Sense.
Yes.
It was the Jasper Boys.
Yep.
I literally gotta just flip through the page.
That's her person.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But and so now we growing. So now we talking about the firm being on the cover.
Yeah.
So let's just I just want to say this one thing about covers, and then I'll turn it around to y'all. So this next month is April. That's my birthday month.
Aries gang.
Well, Aries and Taurus. I'm a Taurus. I'm at the end of April, but we rock with y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna probably take a step back. So it's the first four books. I'm gonna cover the first four books. I'm not Oprah. I'm not gonna be on every single cover, but I always did multiple covers just so that people have an option to pick from. Let's say your three favorite hot celebrities. Let's say, you know what I'm saying? You say you got Nicki, Drake, and Lil Wayne. Some people's gonna get Nicki. Some people's gonna get Drake. Some people might get all three of them. Mm-hmm. You know, but either way, it don't matter which one of these magazines is flying off the shelf. Everybody that's in this book, it don't matter. Your article is in every issue. As long as you in that issue, it's in all of them.
That's
so it's even more, you know, like promo for the artist as well.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So, and it's a bit like everybody, like, it's such a big deal to be on the cover of a magazine.
Oh, yeah,
and so I love the creative control to be able to put people on. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So now we got the firm.
Right.
So let's talk about it. Yeah, y'all was ready. Yeah, like, So let's talk about it.
I'm just saying, deal. Like, I get the opportunity to get fancy and, you know,
birthday month
poses and whatnot.
I didn't know it was your birthday month, too. That's what's up, man.
April, because April the 8th, that's my birthday. But every
that's
season,
still.
But at the end of March. And
but it's still your birthday month, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
so
fine.
You know what I'm saying? But, no, I'm excited, man. I'm definitely excited. I mean, I've been in, shout out to Patient Picasso. So I've been in a magazine before. I was in Big Work magazine.
Big Work.
But this is my first opportunity to be on the cover.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm
so tell
excited.
So tell me, why is it such a big deal to you to be on the cover? You very well known, very, you know what I'm saying?
I'm all right, you know what I'm saying?
So
outside,
why
I know that.
So why is it a big deal to you?
To me, it's a big deal for one, because Cali's Finest Radio is my baby, right? Like, I birthed it with the help of my boy Shooter. Shout out to Shooter and my boy Aaron Perry. We came up with the original concept. Okay. But shaping it, molding it, making it, bending it to my will, that's me.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The firm, that's really like, that's me and my sister linking, just, you know what I'm saying, linking up, doing good business together, learning trust in each other, and being able to build something bigger, something larger.
How y'all come up with that name?
The firm, it just
we was
day,
on the phone, bro, and then we was just kind of, and then you know it's crazy, organically we said it at the same time. That's weird, right?
Yeah.
But it's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, I said something else, and he said something else, and we both was like, well, what about the firm? At the same time.
Yeah.
I remember, like, it was yesterday. I was sitting in my driveway, and we both said it. And I was like, bro, we just said the same thing.
Oh, stop.
Literally. That's a fact. It's crazy. Yeah. We was on
that's
the phone.
That's dope. The moments like that.
It was organic.
It was like that lightning bolt hit your brain type deal.
So when people started getting mad at us, like, you know what I'm saying? Publicists that's been in the industry for years was mad. Like, oh, we've been helping y'all and this and that. And we was like, we actually was going to ask you to join because this is a PR firm. So, like, you have a brokerage firm. You have all kind of real estate agents that is part of this brokerage firm. We initiated a whole bunch of PRs that was going to be working together, a whole bunch of publicists that was supposed to be a part of this PR firm.
Okay.
But it didn't work out that way.
That's
so
crazy.
We work with them on collaborative projects.
No, it's like every time we try working with somebody, they want to take it over. And we're like...
Hey, what I learned about business, though, working with other people, it will slow you down. You have to do stuff on your own.
Your own pace. Right.
Working with other people, and it just slow you down.
Not for real.
You got to keep starting over. You got to, no, it's too many.
And then time had went by, and I was like, bro, I was like, we need somebody that's the GOAT, that's working with us. I know a lot. You know a lot. We know different stuff, but I'm like, bro, Kato, because that's how we know each other.
Okay.
My cousin Kato, his brother Kato, you know what I'm saying?
I met Kato,
Yeah, kind of, y'all, like, that's what other person better than that? I'm talking about Yuck Mouth Radio, Kadia, you know what I'm saying? The second generation of Tupac, you know, if you think of Kato, shouts out to Kadia.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's how we started the firm, and here we are, like, standing a year strong.
That's fire.
That's
fire.
Yep.
Okay. So she sidetracked you a little bit because we got the backstory on Cali's Finest Radio and the firm.
Right. Yeah.
And you was just telling me why it's a big deal now. Y'all finna be on the cover.
Yeah, man. Just because, I mean, World Mag is a magazine that's tapped in with the streets. I'm all about the trap, Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles. Been all over the place. You know what I mean? I've helped out probably maybe over at least 200 to 300 artists. Like, just
more than that.
More than that, more than likely. You know what I'm saying? And just big, you know, just moving around. So it's good for me to get the acknowledgement. You know what I mean? So I appreciate that you feel that
Man,
worthy enough to be on the
that's
cover of the
crazy
magazine.
Man, that blows my mind to hear that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm honored to do it. And it's things like that to make me feel like I have to keep doing this. You know what I'm saying? This really started out as an idea. And I have a lot of ideas, but they don't always go over well with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So I literally be tripping. I look up to people like y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all bosses. No, I'm not just saying that. Y'all bosses in this game, you know
you
what I'm saying?
Too.
So I mean, I never look at myself like that. That's why I shave my beard. I look at myself as like a youngster, you feel me? I don't even feel
you gotta grow into it.
It's all about how you feel, man.
Yeah.
But nah, I mean shout out to
in the beginning,
y'all.
So. That's humble though.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm but it is gonna
humble.
Be it is yeah. It is gonna be a big deal
you,
to see y'all on the firm though.
Like, yes.
You got, and I never forget where I came from, and I'm very much in touch with reality. You know what I'm saying? I still mess up. Everything is still trial and error. Everything is still a learning process. You know, and so I appreciate the help. Like, seriously, I've been one person doing so much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
and it's gonna pay off.
Yeah, it's gonna pay off.
Well, thank you for letting us help you.
Man, well, thank you for offering. I appreciate it.
Most definitely.
So I'm looking forward to everything that we do moving forward.
Oh yeah, definitely. But now I want to get raunchy now.
Oh shit!
Here you go.
So,
I don't want to get raunchy.
All right, y'all.
This is your new segment.
Ahead, oh,
no! I'm about to. Yeah, I'm finna give you the floor, right?
Okay.
So this is what we're gonna do because Heidi is gonna do her thing, and then I got a question that I'm trying to flip the table over with. So this right here, this segment is brand new. This is the first time we're doing this, and we're gonna be doing this moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. This is Hottie's hot seat.
Ooh, okay.
Let's do it.
So this is my favorite part of the show now. It's basically where I ask a true or false question. I choose the person, you know, whoever I'm going to choose to answer the question. And it's, I'm a relationship, sex talk type of person. So it's mainly going to be like relationship, sex talk. Because I like them type of topics. Okay. You feel me?
Yes. So, I'm talking about hottie here.
Yeah, like, I just like talking about hot. It. You feel okay, me? Okay. So. Yeah, so when I choose a person, you just answer true or false, and then you elaborate why you feel it's true or false, and then everybody else, you know, can have their opinions about it or whatever. So I am going to choose Stacks.
Yeah. Ah.
Oh yeah, you're going to answer. Yeah, okay.
You're in trouble.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Well, it's you just answer true or false. Mm-hmm. Every woman secretly wants a threesome. Do you think that's true?
Not everyone.
Or you think it's false?
I think that's...
Or do you feel like every woman would secretly do
it? I think,
like,
well...
Do you feel like every woman is capable of doing a threesome? Like, you can... Even one that don't want a threesome, you can talk her into it or convince her, or you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like every woman got a little bit of...
Now, first off, I don't think any woman can be convinced into it. She kind of has to want to do it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? It's got to already kind of be in her.
Right.
I wouldn't say every woman, because I've had some women that's just adamant, like, dude, I'm not eating no vagina. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then surprisingly, they're like, well, she can eat mine, but I want
it. Exactly.
So go figure. But to me personally, I feel that a lot of women nowadays appreciate other women a lot more, so they're more open to
more
it.
More open to it.
And more willing. The threesome part, I'm not so sure about, because a lot of women would just cut the nigga right out of it.
But you do feel like they will engage another woman.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
If she down for you like that, but she got to already kind of have that sugar in her tank a little bit to want to do that. Like, she not just going to wake up.
Because I didn't met females that said they wasn't gay, and next thing you know, we kissing. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I be confused sometimes.
That's what you call fake gay.
So that's when the that's liquor like, kicking in yeah, and all that, you feel right, like, yeah, but you don't feel like gay. They, but if you do stuff she when you're gay. Drunk, ain't no. that kind of like you?
Who you
know
really
what I'm
are,
like,
saying drunk tail,
deep
no tail.
Down inside, you're bold enough to do it
yeah,
now, you know
like
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You need
like,
the bold.
What happened?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I get if now that you put it like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's like but, you do the stuff you wouldn't do when you drunk.
She like,
you know
since you made it convincing.
But just remember, when you drunk, it's taking away your inhibitions. You wanted to do it anyway.
Yeah,
that's how like, you were just scared to do it, or you just never probably didn't think that deep into it or whatever, right. Or was a thought before, like... That's what I be trying to tell people. Women, when we sleep with men, if we sleep with you because we was drunk, that means we already thought about it, or we already thought you was cute. The liquor did not make me sleep with you, sir. I'm telling you. I already thought about it in my head before I did it, okay?
And this might be the controversial view, but on the other side of the spectrum, if you know what I mean.
Right.
That right there... Your man get drunk and start tooting it up and doing twerking.
Oh
and
my God.
Okay, you feel what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. You already wanted
to
do that.
You already wanted
to
do that, sir.
You already wanted
to
do that.
Back Mountain.
I'm just keeping it real.
No,
for
real.
So,
has anybody had a threesome in here?
I've had about three of them.
Never had a threesome?
No,
y'all had a threesome?
The city told me don't speak.
Oh, Nikki.
Let me find out, Nikki.
I had a fivesome.
Mrs. We should have put you in a hot seat, girl.
I see don't buy.
So yes. I got a question.
Plot twist, y'all.
So I've had threesomes before, and through my experience, there's always going to be one female that's mad.
Yeah.
At the end of it all, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
Unless it's not they nigga.
That's why you got to get invited.
No, right. I think for a different
reason. If you
reason.
Get invited, they still get invited.
I say for a different
nah,
reason.
If
this
numbers.
Is my girl, like, okay, you my girl and we have a threesome, I better not smash her... Better than I smash you.
Hell
while
no!
While we doing a threesome, because you my chick,
you in trouble.
It's gonna be a problem. Now the other female that came along for the ride, she figured, okay, well since they got I can get as nasty as I want, I can cut loose
because they with it
and they're a couple, right?
It was planned.
But at the end of the day, if she don't get satisfied, she gonna feel like, why did I waste my time with this?
That, yeah.
So I feel like it's an awkward situation to be in as a man. Like the
I feel
first
like it
one
shouldn't
I,
be happening.
But that's why the girl got to pick the girl.
That type of stuff should be.
I feel like even when a girl pick the girl, they still be getting jealous. I'm telling you, I done been in situations where I didn't have friends, close friends, and we didn't did threesomes, and they would get jealous. Like, told me to come and everything, and then get jealous, or I'm just like, okay, that's
my fault. Yeah, yeah. I like it in my butt.
Yeah. Like, that's how we don't like. Hold on, y'all going a little bit too hard over there. Like,
I recommend if you are a fella out there and you're going to have your first threesome, then you take a pill. I'm going to recommend that. I was in my 20s, yeah. So I had the stamina, but I was like, I don't know where.
I heard the pill. Everybody do that? Right. Do everybody do that? No. Or am I the only one?
No, I'm not talking about Blue Chews or Viagras. I'm talking about that gas station pill.
What about the honey pack? What about the honey pack?
The one that got the rhino. Gas station. Don't y'all judge me.
So the rhino pill?
I was 25.
Gas station.
I was 25 and I was not about to be clowned because I got stage fright. That's a lot of pressure as a man when you got two women there. That's trying to get.
And y'all still end up not doing
that. That's a lot of pressure.
All that pressure just to not do it right still.
Leave me alone. Y'all left them both passed out. How about that?
Yep. What is pill?
But let me tell you something about those pills, though, real quick, and then I'm going to move on. Be very, 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 very careful with those pills. Because they will keep, you'll outlast them. You will outlast them. I was 4 o'clock in the morning.
You look like Melvin at the end of the bed.
4 o'clock in the morning. Yo, look, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm on my back looking at the ceiling, standing straight north, and I had to finish myself. They both passed out.
Breathing hard.
Yeah, I'm trying to raise this one's leg. She's like, I try to lean this way. She's like, no.
No. Oh, no.
I'm still. Like, so be careful.
I wasn't ready.
That's public service announcement. Public service announcement.
Keep that energy away.
But, y'all tried them little honey packs?
That's the honey packs, I heard they work. I have not tried honey packs yet, though.
Y'all tried them? So I thought the honey packs were for guys. They're for women too?
I don't know.
I'm gonna get some today.
Yeah. I see some girls take them. Yeah.
Wait, where you get them from though?
You can go to the liquor store. They have them at the sex store.
Yeah. Most
you
of them just got them outside.
Everybody gonna get honey packs after this.
I'm gonna have to get
everybody gonna get honey packs.
Shouts out to honey packs.
That's wild, man.
If you're looking for some bottles, contact Reality and LA Hotties for those honey pack models.
Oh man, okay. All right, so
kids, close your ears.
Yo, honey pass, close, yeah. Okay, all right, so listen. So what we gonna do, Cam? We gonna go into one more break. All right. We're gonna run a little bit more music.
Yeah,
when we come back, I'ma drop this the question of the night, okay? But before we go, I haven't said it yet.
Before you go into that question,
it's not even a question. It's more of a statement, and I really want to get your opinion on this.
Cause
something I read.
He's about to get his billboard, you got your billboard, and we saw me the other day on the billboard.
Yeah. I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of everybody.
Our billboard.
Yeah.
You gonna get yours too?
Yeah, I'm gonna get mine.
You feel me? So shouts out to Global Billboard.
Yeah, let me say that real quick. Shout out to Global Billboard. Yes. Shout out to Star and Trayvon. Yeah, yes. Appreciate y'all.
That's a fact. That's okay, so we're gonna go ahead. We're gonna go into some more Stack Smooth sounds. Then we're gonna get deep in. We're gonna get real deep into this.
Get deep.
I can't wait. Look.
Oh my God, what you doing, Axie?
It's up, it's stuck, and it's never coming down.
Ain't coming down. We on Honey
California's Finest Radio. Cam, let's
do it. I'm really about to go get one. I didn't know women could take it.
That was a good
question. Say they can't.
Steady perfecting. Your pockets stay broke. You worry about being accepted. Niggas can't tell rejection. Niggas is bitches. They stay in their feelings. Oh, I just, we gon' make a million. We gon' make a killing. Shoot my hands to the wrong bitches and they plotted on me. But I'm so real. If you ain't got it, you know I got it on me. And I ain't lying. I'm on songs look like I got it on me. But if you pull that shit up, man, you better hope you buy it, homie. I ain't one of them bitches acting like I'm dug in. But if you touch my G, better respect to something. I'ma make you feel it, I'ma make you feel it, yo. Oh, 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 I'ma make you feel it, I'ma make you feel it, yo. Yo, I'ma make you feel it, I'ma make you feel it, yo. cause life ain't for the complacent, homie. I don't know what got again, cause I ain't saying no me. Back when I was standing, I ain't fumbled on a mission. I knew that I was gifted, now I'm paying attention. Shit is right in front of me, ton of vision, and I don't care about who in front of me. I drop bitches, and now they say they got a crush on me. But bitches just fraud, it don't know nothing.
We back up in the spot. So look,
here we go.
Finna shake the room. Okay, I was reading something, something very, very thought provoking. Okay, it was in the men's health journal. I'm just gonna read this. Okay, as a member of the board of directors of the National Organization of Fathers and Families, Robert Franklin is an active fathers' rights advocate. Franklin is pushing for mandatory DNA testing at all births to help combat paternity estimates in the United States alone. Between 280,000 to 410,000 children are born to men who think they are the father, but they are not. In every case of paternity fraud, there are two men being defrauded, Franklin said. He talked about men's rights with the men's rights site about paternity fraud and solutions to this growing problem. Okay, so I just want to get an honest opinion. I'm not going to judge anybody's opinion. I mean, if you like, you know, F that, I don't know. But I want to get your honest opinion. Like, do you think that is something that we should be, that should be implemented?
Yeah, if it's for preventative measures, then
okay.
I'm not going to take it personal because I'm going to know who my baby
is. Listen, I'm going to definitely say yes. I don't have no children. But I was definitely dating a young lady who had a guy sign the birth certificate for her daughter, and he was claiming the child, all that. There was no doubt in his head. The baby looked like the mama, looked just like the mama. Damn. But the dude's mama was like, get a DNA test on that. Get a DNA test on that. And he's getting at her with his mama and all this. He's like, what are you talking about? And then finally, he did come to find out that was not his baby. And then she was like, okay, if it's not his, then I know who it is. And she got that boy tested, and it wasn't his either. To this day, I don't know if that little girl know who her daddy is.
That's wild.
And it's all these years and all these gaps in time. The baby is getting attachments to different people. And the baby's like, who's my daddy? You know what I'm saying? And so that needs to be addressed early on.
Absolutely.
So I think that would save a lot of people a lot of heartache. Yeah.
I wanna tap on it.
Come on.
So I honestly think it shouldn't matter. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, because sometimes when children do get DNA tests, and the actual father, you find out who the dad is, the dad actually doesn't come active in a person's life. So sometimes it really don't matter, because the person that they was raised with and build a bond with is who their father really is to them.
I feel that. I absolutely feel that.
And that's my personal opinion.
But if they do it in the beginning, that'd prevent that. You feel me? For them even building that connection.
What if it caused that father that could have been potentially a bond with that child? It would cause them to act different.
Not necessarily. Well,
before he even gets attached to the baby, like, because they said, you know.
They said they're doing it on the spot.
Yeah. So he won't even have time to build a relationship with the baby if they know then and there, okay, look, this yours, it's not yours, whatever.
But no, listen, I hear what you're saying, but I think the child needs to have the opportunity to be like, okay, look, I know who my real dad is, and it is what it is with that, but this who I know to be my parent. It's just like if a kid is
professionally.
I think so.
That's my professional opinion.
Here's a wild thought.
For child support purposes, but
just kind of throwing this up against the wall. Like, how about, like, you don't have sex with a man that you know ain't shit? And if you're a man, how about you don't have sex with a woman that you know ain't shit?
Sometimes they don't know they ain't shit until afterwards.
Because niggas be it's acting.
A lot of signs.
Y'all some
it's
good ass signs. Actors.
I respect the situation
y'all
when
some good ass actors.
I respect the situation when it's like that. Okay, you didn't see it coming. But some of these people, you know what you getting when you deal with them. When you met the man, he had three kids. When you met him, he had three kids.
When you met the man, he was punching walls.
And he was never with him. He never had his kids.
And don't get me wrong, fellas, we do it too. Fellas, we do it too. How many times you done seen them pictures when you got that woman with her man and they got like 12 kids in the picture?
Three yours.
But as a fella, you still thinking to yourself, man, she must got some good. Like,
no.
That's a snapper
no,
right
red flag, but they say red flag.
That yeah. means she fertile. That don't mean she got yeah, good pussy. Okay. Okay. That don't mean she got snapback.
Okay, well, I'm just,
her uterus is just fertile.
That means she's just letting everybody go up in there.
I'm saying if this is all, those are his kids, that means he's repeatedly going up in there.
Oh, yeah, if it's the same daddy yet, I'll see the uterus is just good.
Yeah, where he at? That's a question. Where he at? If it's 12 of them, and she just, oh yeah, you know, I got my 12 kids. Come on over here. I'm making pork chops and green beans. No, where he at? You make that for him.
He lives at work. He got 12 kids. He lives at work.
Yeah, he gotta live at work.
That nigga ain't at work.
If he a real one,
he got a lunch wife.
But yo, okay, so
I got like cheese on my salami sandwich.
But definitely, I had a blast this show. We're in the twilight of the show right now, so I want to go around the table, and I want everybody just kind of drop their platforms, let people know what you might have going on right now that you want people to go check out. Kia, I'm going to start with you.
Google me, Nakia Gray.
For real.
Everything.
Heavy on the Google me.
Nigga, we Google out here.
Yeah.
Right?
Y'all can watch me on, I'm about to be on South Central Baddie Season 4. LGBTQ Baddies Season 3 and I'm on Reality Check Season 1. So my face really shouldn't be on TV for real. I'm not playing with y'all.
Remember that
I
face,
ain't come
y'all.
To motherfucking play, you feel me?
Yeah. I heard that.
We gotta get that out there for real.
Hi y'all, I'm Mimi. I have a business where I do makeup. I have brushes and flavors. You guys can tap in and get y'all makeup done. Fuck with me.
Okay. And follow our couple page too. We be going up on there.
Y'all be doing
y'all solid,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah, we do.
I put all y'all. Y'all solid couple. I can tell y'all good. Hell yeah.
All right, you guys.
Hey,
Krishana.
But I'm going to tell you, my experience with.
Give me Krishana.
My experience with pretty women, when y'all argue though, it's like everybody leaves the room. Like nobody get involved. Okay. None of that.
Krishan and Blueface.
You don't want to die. Get the
she said Krishan and Krishan.
Krishan and Krishan.
But go ahead, hon.
All right, my Instagram is officialbeeksnynx_. I have a clothing line called the Ebony Hills Company. It is basically Beverly Hills, but Ebony, you get it? So that's basically it. I got some music coming. And stay tuned. Just follow me. You can follow everything in my link in my bio.
Good music, too. Good music. Both of y'all.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm DeJ Thang. You can follow me on Instagram and on TikTok. I got mad followers on there. I'm trying to do my acting career, so hopefully you guys will see me on the big screen real soon, especially on Reality Check Season 1.
And she ain't trying. She doing it.
Okay. Definitely.
All right. Well, look, y'all can follow me on all the platforms. The social media is at ThePrinceTHS. The music is out there. Shout out to Good Liquor, my alcoholic beverage brand. Shout out to Hip Hop 101, which is a hip hop battle card game. I didn't want to spend too much time talking about that, but we finna make some big noise with that coming up real soon as well. And the magazine, The Royal Mag. So the latest issue is out. You can go to theroyalmag.com. You can order that, hit that link, scroll through all the people that's on the cover. You can get me. You can get the one that have these young ladies as well as everybody from Reality Check. I want to give a shout out to the firm, obviously. I want to give a shout out to Quartz Customs and Garrilla, who put this together for me.
Yeah.
A lot of people be helping me out, so I really want to just, you know, shout out everybody. And like, really, really thank you to Nakia for bringing us all together and just including us, like, it was perfect. You got the Reality Check girls, you got me, you got the Furman, and
that's
everybody.
Organic.
Yeah, no, so I really appreciate that. And, like, being included.
I'm a genius.
So that's it, man. I just want to say thank you. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? You know, we be bumping into each other all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
oh, yeah.
We never really got to, like, sit down and really just, like, chop it up.
Yeah, man, this is just the start. We're going to definitely.
Absolutely.
I'm going to send some people your way. Like,
but I'm really honored, though. I'm really honored to be working with you, and I'm glad that. You being on the cover gives you that impression and all that good stuff. And absolutely, you're not the first person that said they wanted to make sure they was worthy of being in here. I'm like, bro, that's why I made this. Like, I made this for people who I know y'all need to be in here. Somebody needs to see y'all.
The whole
point is, like, when you look through these pages, if you haven't seen these people and you don't know who they are, read about them and find about them. These are people y'all need to know about.
It's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really the whole point.
That's a fact.
Dead ass.
Real talk. Okay, you dropped your platforms already, right?
Yeah, the Prince THS on all the social medias, Prince Albert Matthews on IMDb, and you can Google me. You feel me? And so that's you'll see all the acting and all that stuff. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing a lot for a long time.
That's what's up, bro. Hottie.
My name is Hottie. You guys can find me on all platforms at the LA Hottie. That's THEELA Hottie. Go ahead, like, subscribe, comment, hop in my DMs. If you ain't nasty, don't at me, okay?
Period.
Part right there. And, of course, you can always get with me, man, your boy, Five Stacks. Five Stacks_showcase. That's the page I'm going to primarily be working through now. You know, and a whole lot of things coming up. We on the 27th of May, I got the Fashion Business Mixer. Shout out to Mike Malone. He'll be doing a fashion exhibition with his models. We're gonna be turned up. I've already got over 125 RSVPs of business owners, entrepreneurs in the building. So if you guys want to tap in, it's a free event. Just make sure you go to my Instagram, Cali's Finest Radio, and tap the Eventbrite link. And man, RSVP. Pull up is going to be crazy. Brought to you by Cali's Finest and Power Radio Nation. All right? So we're going to get up out of here. This is your boy that's always clean and got them promos. That's oh so mean. That's right. The promo king himself. Product Five Stacks and Counting. And this is California's Finest Radio on Power Radio Nation, live on iHeartRadio and Pandora and Live 365 and 50 other major platforms around the world and Royal K Network, nigga, and Donkey Ball TV Network and Innovative Culture Network, nigga. It's up, it's stuck, it's never coming down, and never forget, you're tapping with the greatest.
The greatest.
The best.
The best.
The finest radio.
The finest.
Ever. Come in contact with, baby. West Coast, we gone.
Hey. We out here.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your Kush Blunts and your Lace Fronts. This is your number one choice for entertainment.
Come on.
It's your boy that always shine and keep the promos right on time. That's right, the promo king himself, Product Five Stacks and Count.
You already know who it is. It's your girlfriend's favorite cameraman, Respect the Shooter.
And you are listening to Cali's Finest on Power Radio Nation, broadcast live on
iHeartRadio.
Let's go.
Innovative.